Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As insurance carriers move from experimentation to fully operationalizing artificial intelligence, Exceedance has identified six technology trends set to define the industry in 2026. From real-time underwriting and AI-powered fraud defenses to the rise of AI agents and the DIY policyholder, these trends are reshaping how insurers operate, govern, and engage with customers. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Travis MacMillan, President of the Americas at Exceedance, about these technological trends. Travis, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
So, Travis, how are carriers implementing real-time underwriting, and what impact is that having on risk assessment and pricing?
Yeah, so I think that it's an evolving process when we think about how underwriters are looking to enable this, right? And what I mean by that is because there's a lot of dependencies on it. You know, I think first is as they're looking at assessing risk, they're now able to do that like on a real-time basis, which really means that tools like sensor data, understanding, different aspects of materiality that are within a risk, within a house or a small commercial building or things like that, that are being monitored on a real-time basis, now become to the forefront of things that they can look at. Now, when they look at that information, they can, I think, determine whether is a risk going to be better because it has those tools in place. The short answer to that is yes. I think the long-term strategy we're going to see evolve from this over the next, really 12 to 18 to 24 months is how do insurers and underwriters specifically use this to actually change the way not only do they evaluate risk, but the way they make up the rates that support the risk.
What role do AI agents play in transforming customer interactions and operational efficiency?
So if you think about, all the various activities and whether we're talking about underwriters or whether we're talking about, claims folks or call center agents, everybody that's kind of supporting, the life cycle across, policy to claims in the underwriting ecosystem. I think that, the role that they play is the tasks that are redundant, underwriters do, claims execs do, like that are very repetitive. AI will create models that will reshape their daily work so that repetitive non-value add kind of goes away, right? So the agent actually takes that on, and that frees up the underwriter to be able to do more stuff that will always be human kind of driven, right? To provide realistically the right judgment, the right, nuances, the right ethical reasoning that really the models in AI today won't be able to do.
Speaking of AI, Travis, how should insurers approach AI governance to ensure transparency and explainability while leveraging AI at scale?
Yeah, that's a really, really interesting, I think, issue that insurers are dealing with right now, right? So the governance around all of this, gets pinned back to the data. So if I'm taking the data and I'm putting it into a large language model, one of the things that insurers have to do is bring a large language model into their environment that they then control. And once that's boxed, where it's not being shared out into the universe of other models, like, an open source ChatGPT as an example, then they can start to really leverage that and make sure that they have the right controls in place as part of their foundational process as they go forward, right? And so it's not just about the framework that they need to develop and the controls that they have to put in place with the models and the infrastructure they create, but then it's also about how do you train your team to make sure that they're operating with the tools in the right way and that way it stays consistent across the organization to be able to drive, really the lift that they're going to get. But it's a critical part of any implementation as you're looking at either a small process, a large process, whether you want to touch one thing or multiple, utilizing AI, that you have to have that as a baseline to start.
Shifting gears here, something we talk about a lot these days, embedded insurance. Travis, what factors are driving the growth of embedded insurance, and how can carriers capitalize on this trend?
So that's a really interesting question when we think about embedded insurance products. What I would always kind of tie that in with the evolving buyer of insurance in general, right? So when I think about that, I think about the demographics of the buyer. So me as a baby boomer versus like my kids as a Gen Z or a millennial, right? Their aspects of what they want are different. So when we think about embedded insurance, which is really integrating coverage directly into, products and services or platforms and the way in which, they operate, they want it on their mobile phone. They want it, on their smartphone. They want it real time. They want everything now, today, one push of a button, et cetera. And I think that we're seeing more and more tendencies for shifting from traditional placement of insurance through, let's say, the internet into, different types of smart, smartphone type devices where things are happening, almost like automagically, right? Like where I put in my social security number and that's the only data point they need, because I can then go out to the universe of data and pull in everything about me into the underwriting process and make it simple once and done. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that, especially, as you start to unpeel different lines of business, whether we're talking about, auto or travel insurance, and then you get into some specialty risks that, you may have programs, there may be different ways to kind of approach those that will drive, more efficiency, I think, for the end user, the customer, but also it'll create efficiencies for the carriers that are implementing that or the MGAs that are implementing that, which really in turn means that you'll have different price points to be able to drive this, I think more cost effectively for the insurance and insurance programs.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Travis, how is the rise of the DIY policyholder changing product design, distribution, and engagement strategies?
Good question. So, I think that, I think when we think about the do-it-yourself policyholder, I think that, there's a lot more activity around the individual wanting to be involved. So, for example, if you think about claims and creating as a carrier a claims app that says, if you're in an accident, click this button, follow these five steps, right? One of those steps is, take a picture of the other insured's vehicle license plate, take a picture of or a video of, the damage to your car, et cetera. On a real-time basis, then that information is shared and opens up an FNOL. And then in addition to that, it gets assigned, automatically to an adjuster. And then that adjuster can start to adjudicate the claim based on the information that they have today. So the policyholder is actually now participating in the outcome of the claim and how quickly it can go from the accident happened to what is the result, or how quickly can I, get my vehicle repaired? Similarly, if you think about it from a property standpoint, if, there was some type of an event, whether it was a fire, water loss, whatever it may be, we're seeing, much more involvement there with, the advent of desk adjusters utilizing digital tools to be able to adjudicate a claim within hours rather than, you know, days, weeks, or months, especially where, you know, there's choice. So when I think about it, you know, a claim comes in, there's two paths. Something that's more complex would have to go through a more traditional type claims, you know, experience, but a simple claim, pipe breaks under your sink, something like that, you know, you can use these digital tools to really quickly adjudicate the claim, and they're participating in that, you know, which I think is really changing the way that the impact of the allocated loss adjustment expense that, you know, impacts an insurance company is reducing, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. And then on the other side of the fence, what it does for the policyholder is, you know, puts them down this happy path where if they're able to have their claim adjudicated in a matter of a few hours and then either have a check in hand and or have it assigned to, you know, some type of a company that's going to go out and do the repairs, the satisfaction scores are going to go through the roof. You know, if I flip the paradigm and think about it, you know, in the sense of like from an underwriting perspective, I think that there's definitely a shift from, if I use underwriting inspection as an example, where traditionally you send out, you know, boots on the ground, they do an exterior and interior inspection. We also are seeing a shift of do it, you know, yourself, policyholders to get involved in that process, where I send a link to the phone, they do a video of the property. I can then, as an underwriter, look at that, identify the exposures, concerns, et cetera, and complete the underwriting process based on that.
I would imagine it also gives the policyholder another level of ownership over their policy.
100%. 100%.
Travis, in what ways are AI-powered fraud defenses evolving, and what challenges remain for insurers that are adopting them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the things is, you know, as you think about fraud, as everything evolves and tools become more relevant, you know, there's a whole new class of fraud that exists today. You know, I can utilize an AI tool to take a photo and I can doctor that photo, right? I can make it look like damage happened, et cetera. So what insurers have to do is they actually have to enable tools to be able to look at that photo and determine, you know, have the pixels of the picture actually been altered, so that way they know that, is it an authentic photo or not, right? Same thing, you know, we're seeing trends of, you know, counterfeiting on invoices that come in, you know, rather than, let's say, have the repair done on the vehicle, they say, well, no, send me a check and I'll do it. The repair never happens. But they send in an invoice showing that it happened, but the invoice actually is not, you know, real. It's been created. So really, you know, at the same time that, you know, the industry is evolving, tools are evolving, people that are performing fraud is also evolving. So we have to evolve as an industry to create, you know, smarter ways to detect fraud, to be able to fight it, and really deploying, you know, kind of forensic models, to be able to do that. And you know, we're seeing a lot of carriers heightenly interested in, you know, working with, you know, companies like us, at Exceedance to do things just like that on a real-time basis.
So Travis, how should insurers be reacting to your findings?
So, you know, I think that hopefully what it does is it opens their eyes to what's out there, to how things can evolve for them. You know, look, I think it's an evolution. I don't think it's a point in time where we're going to say, well, next year, everything's just going to change. I don't think that that's going to happen. I think that, you know, what companies have to do is start thinking about this through the lens of, you know, their people, their data, AI, governance, a foundation to create, you know, really a long-term plan and an operating model that will allow them to really grab on to these tools that exist today to change the way they operate so that, for example, they underwrite smarter, they can underwrite faster, they have better information to be able to action. They can take a claim from, you know, FNOL to adjudication in hours rather than days, weeks, minutes. And realistically, I think even longer term, I think the way in which they look at the rates for the risk that they're taking on, for the capital they're exposing, I think all of that will evolve and be impacted, you know, by AI, by these tools. But the one thing that I'm really confident of, the closer and closer that, you know, we get to all of this and the better I understand it, is that people aren't going to go away. You know, you hear a lot of hype in the news about, you know, people are going to lose their jobs and things like that. People that lose their jobs are going to be folks that don't want to evolve as things evolve. I think that, you know, there's always a need for people. People are going to have to touch this stuff. The simple task goes away. The more complex won't. So people have to evolve to be able to gravitate to that. But there's also going to be a need for oversight across all of this. You know, so roles may change, but at the end of the day, people are still going to be employed.
Interesting findings. Travis, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John. Great to speak with you again.
That was Travis MacMillan, president of the Americas at Exceedance. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.